In this bulletin, health authorities say it is unlikely the government will reach its October vaccination goal. Amnesty International is accusing Myanmar's ruling military of using battle-style tactics. And in sport, the International Olympic Committee offers athletes vaccines ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. The latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy has admitted it is unlikely the government will reach its October vaccination goal. The government aimed to deliver two vaccine doses to every Australian by the end of October. Dr. Murphy, who attended a parliamentary inquiry on Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout, blamed uncertainty around local production and international supply issues for delays. Dr. Murphy says some people might not receive the second dose until mid-December.
We are aiming to achieve that by the end of October. We haven't got an exact date. We're still remodelling all of the work that we're doing at the moment. We don't know whether we'll be able to achieve two shots by the end of
October.
I'm saying is that with a 12-week interval, it's going to be difficult.
Between the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines, there are 1.3 million overseas-produced doses now in Australia. Italy and Norway have joined Denmark in suspending the administration of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines after Denmark recorded serious cases of blood clots in recipients. The 14-day ban in Denmark was announced after a recipient died. However, it's not certain if the death is vaccine-related. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she's upset, but maintains the suspension is necessary.
First and foremost, it's important to properly uncover and examine possible risks associated with the vaccine. Therefore, I think it is the right decision to put the AstraZeneca vaccines on hold for the time being until we have enough medical reasoning for continuing the vaccinations. Of course, I think I am as upset as everyone else about this and the potential consequences, but it is probably too soon to conclude on this matter. When there is risk, of course, it has to be uncovered.
The European Medicines Agency has launched an investigation. However, says the vaccine benefits continue to outweigh risks and that administration will continue. Human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Myanmar's ruling military of using battle-style tactics against demonstrators. An analysis of more than 50 videos by the group found security forces implementing planned and systematic strategies, including increased lethal force. Kaylee Long, Myanmar researcher for Amnesty International, says it's time for the international community to take action.
Since February rolled into March, it's really turned into indiscriminate fire from the kind of weaponry that typically you'd see in the field, not in an urban policing setting. The time for statements of concern is really over. There has to be action. The situation we're in now is the direct result of a failure to hold these guys to account in the first place.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin now faces an additional murder charge in the death of George Floyd after a count of third-degree murder was reinstated. Legal experts say the additional charge helps prosecutors by giving jurors one more option to convict Mr. Chauvin of murder. He has pleaded not guilty to all three charges. Mr. Chauvin was initially charged with third-degree murder in the days after Mr. Floyd's death in May 2020, but the count was dismissed in October. George Floyd's death sparked protests against police brutality and racism in the United States and internationally. The Chinese Olympic Committee has offered vaccine doses for participants of the Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Beijing Winter Games. The International Olympic Committee President, Thomas Bach, says the committee will pay for the additional doses of COVID-19 vaccines for athletes. He says the IOC will also offer vaccines to the general population.
These initiatives are another milestone in securing the safety of the Olympic and Paralympic Games Tokyo 2020. They are, in fact, our demonstration of solidarity with the Japanese people.
The Tokyo Games are set to be held with tight COVID-19 measures, but a decision is not yet made on whether international spectators will be allowed. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, humid and partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 32. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 29. Hobart, similar conditions, 27. Canberra, showers and 26. Wollongong, showers and a possible storm, 25. Sydney, similar conditions and 29 degrees. Newcastle, showers also, 29. Brisbane, a shower or two, 29 as well. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. Sonia Lal, SBS News.